Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa. All right, welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here. A Tuesday into a Wednesday here in early July as we count down to the America's birthday, July 4th, coming up here on Thursday. But we got a ton of real estate to cover. We got a programming alteration and a note with Jeff and Jen. They are the riches. And they are rich. No, I don't know about that. But anyways, they're on. They're out somewhere. They're headed to Cleveland or something. So, yeah, we will. We'll have a little special presentation tonight that'll start at 1 a.m. Eastern. Take you right up to 3 o'clock in the morning. How about that? So we're going to pull an overnight shift, which is something we've done before, and quite frankly, I enjoy it. So we will get it done. Bailey Peck will be in. Dominic Jimenez right now. Where do we start? We're going to start, bottom of the hour. You know, we'll sweep the bottom of the hour here with Tyler Levine, and then he will join me for the full 2 hours tonight as well. But, yeah, we're going to get into it. Of course, the NBA free agency period has given us a lot of content, so we will dip into that a little bit. You know, the NHL, not so much, but we'll pay homage to that a little bit later on. But front and center with Euro 2024, and I mean, you got to start, too, in Vegas tonight with Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever coming off a huge win on Sunday over the Phoenix Mercury in Phoenix. Las Vegas Aces tonight. And I didn't even check who's and I'll do it during the break. I want to say an ESPN telecast tonight, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'm looking forward to that. Caitlin going up against the Aces. That's Dom's team. So we will lead with that, and we will, of course, wrap it up when that game goes final tonight. So the timing will be good. And I'll tell you, I do. I watch the Skype messages. I follow the hits, and some people say, hey, we appreciate the WNBA coverage. I'll make a statement right now. That league has got more traction. I'm not even going to go Caitlin Clark. I give Angel Reese. I give them all the talented players that we see. Taurasi was outstanding on Sunday in a losing cause. Griner, of course, her story is amazing. When you really think about it, her days at Baylor, and remember seeing her in Des Moines against Pat Summitt, Tennessee Volunteers at the time. I'm sorry. It's got traction. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, actually. I'm elated that we have a summer league with these gals that is so gosh darn entertaining. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight on Sports Byline. Coming back.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports again. Tyler Levine coming up. We'll get you updated on Euro 24 Copa last night, U.S. I'll start right there. Greg Berhalter, the coach, manager, as they say in soccer parlance. He's probably out the door. I mean, I would say that. The thing is, and the thing I learned last night watching that game, I learned that the technology for these reviews, the video reviews, they use different technology here in Copa. They use different technology in the European Premier League, La Liga. I don't think they have goal line cameras in some of these. Dom would probably know. And the same deal in the World Cup. I have no idea. But, boy, we've seen more goals taken down. There's not enough scoring to begin with, some would say. I'm just going with conventional wisdom that, there's not enough scoring and they take down goals offside. But, look, according to the technology last night in the Fox crew, which was a homer group, play-by-play and analysts were clear homers. Oh, my God. And the Orlando updates and the waning moments, that's all we were getting. It's like, woo, stay on point. But that's just my opinion. Was it offside? Okay, it was offside. It sure looked like it. So, but the USA packs it in. Doesn't take anything away. We're going to be in Miami for that July 14th Sunday night championship. And I'm telling you, it's going to be banged out. I don't know who's going to be there, but whoever's there, it's going to be a monster. And just in terms of just the spectacle. And I'm late to this party, so late in life to this party. But, man, I love it. I absolutely love it. Dom, can I get a quick opinion from you just on these video reviews? I mean, what's your take? I mean, we see it in every other sport, baseball, hockey, basketball. I mean, it's just part of the deal right now. But to me, it slows down momentum. It's just, but I guess if you got to get the call right. What drives me crazy is when they call for the video review and then they still stay with a call that was blown. And that's what we saw last night, in my opinion. Let's hear what you have to say real quick.
Yeah, just I'll generalize that. 100% in agreement with you. There are times where, especially baseball, I think baseball might be the worst in terms of this thing obviously didn't happen. Reverse the call. The broadcasters can see it. The fans at home can see it. The fans at the stadium on the Jumbotron can see it. It's irrefutable evidence. Overturn it. I think baseball is the worst at that. With the United States-Uruguay game, it was difficult because the VAR, the video assistant referee, The VAR setup that CONMEBOL, which is the South American Soccer Federation,
correct.
The setup they have is not what it is when FIFA hosts a tournament and we see the World Cup, or even what you're seeing with the Euros right now, or the Champions League. It's a different VAR system, so it's not as precise. That's not fair. It's not as precise. But they don't have as many technological things going on as these other competitions have. It also didn't help that, and it wasn't actually the Goodyear blimp, but the game was essentially shot looking like from the Goodyear blimp. That didn't help either. All of those things considered, the goal probably shouldn't have counted. The referee was awful performance both ways. I'm not a whining American. The ref was over his head. Some of the decisions he made, I severely questioned if he had ever done a professional game before. Most notably, dishing out a yellow card while simultaneously allowing play to continue. That's not a thing. That's the first time I've ever seen that, ever. Not even in, a cousin's youth AYSO game. No, I've never seen that, period. All those things considered, the U.S. did this to themselves. So, instant replay, sure, I'll hear the argument that it shouldn't have been a goal. That's true. But I hate cliched sports phrases, but it fits here. At the end of the day, it's the U.S.'s fault and no one else's.
Yeah, they put themselves in the spot. I totally agree with you. Very difficult to watch, especially in Kansas City with a great crowd on hand. But, hey, listen, yeah, like you said, they put themselves in harm's way, and harm is what they got, and harm is what they felt. There's no question about it. All right, let's switch gears here. This is your team against my team tonight. I'm into this, Dom. Sunday took it to another level. I'm sorry. Indiana Fever, Phoenix Mercury, Footprint Center in Phoenix downtown. I thought it was a great TV spectacle. I thought Mark Jones and the broadcast crew from ESPN paid apropos homage to the excitement that this league is bringing. And I think tonight we have a chance. Now, look, on paper, probably a blowout. When you got Asia Wilson and Young and Kelsey Plum and Tiffany Hayes and Chelsea Gray, this Vegas team is absolutely loaded. But here comes the red-hot Indiana Fever. ESPN's got it. I want to hear your take, knowing full well that the aces are in your hand.
First off, Marty, you know I love you, right?
I hope so.
I love you even more because you said Jackie Young second. You're one of a kind for that one, Marty. As an Aces fan, okay. I appreciate it. Jackie Young does not get the love that she deserves anywhere. Yeah, it should be. I'm not going to say it's going to be an Aces blowout. The Aces have had some very notable games this season where it's like, oh, they're going to win by double. Whoa, they lost. Okay. They're not as invincible as they've been the last few seasons. I will say Chelsea Gray getting healthy has done a world of wonders for that offense. As great as Jackie Young is, as great as Kelsey Plum is, they do not have the same type of point guard abilities that Chelsea Gray has. The intangibles, the Chris Paul-like nature, the Steve Nash-like nature of making everybody better and really getting your offense flowing, that's not a trait every point guard has. That's just a factual statement. So what Chelsea Gray can do for this offense, immeasurable, but it is measurable because you can see how much better they play with Chelsea Gray on the court, and as she continues to get healthy, I think that'll be the toughest thing for opposing teams, and especially the Fever. Caitlin Clark, balling. Almost had a triple-double the other night, the other day, whenever time they might have played.
Sunday.
But having the Aces have the ability to throw multiple defenders at her, I'm not going to say they can stop her, but Jackie Young, Defensive Player of the Year candidate, year in, year out, fantastic. Alicia Clark has the right body size and the ability to cause problems. I don't think Tiffany Hayes is quick enough anymore. I think Kelsey Plum's a little too small. Chelsea Gray might not be tall and strong enough either. However, it's Caitlin Clark, and she's pretty much not disappointed since entering the WNBA. I do think the Aces do win, And if Caitlin Clark struggles, it wouldn't be a surprise. But at this point, right, you almost have to assume she's going to have a good game every time she's out there on the court.
We only got 2 minutes. Why is this league so popular? Why is this league? And the numbers, I mean, come on, 18,000 Sunday, 17-plus, and a huge crowd. They move it from the Michelob Arena over to T-Mobile tonight. We know why. Why is this league so absolutely dynamite right now?
So I'll say 40%. This was already trending the way the league's been. Nobody really wants to have that discussion, but the percentages of ticket sales, merch sales, viewership, it's been increasing over the last handful of years. People just haven't been, not people, the general populace just hasn't noticed it because not everybody's onto it. And I'll say 55% is Caitlin Clark. Maybe another 5% residual will go to Angel Reese and Cameron Brink. But I'll say a large portion of it is the Caitlin Clark factor, where I don't know what the numbers were when it came to the NBA and somebody like Steph Curry entering the league. But if nothing else to the casual fan, Caitlin Clark, it's not a circus act. That's not the right way to do it. But seeing what she is capable of doing, you know, as somebody who's familiar with basketball, you may not like women's basketball, but you know if you watch Caitlin Clark, something insane might happen. And I think it's kind of the novelty of it, but she can also is a baller. I'm not trying to take anything away from her in that regard. But it's just, I think people, when they can see Caitlin Clark and they know that she what she's capable of, it brings an extra level of intrigue that, hey, I kind of want to watch her play.
Yep. There's not a baseball game on the menu tonight. Not one that'll do the ESPN numbers that Las Vegas Aces Indiana Fever will do tonight. It'll carry the night in sports, without a doubt. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Dominic Jimenez. Tyler Levine is warming up in the bullpen. He's coming in to take the ball right here on Sports Overnight.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Rocket Mortgage, $10,000, yeah, for those closing costs on that new home. That's right, interest rates coming down, and you got a chance with Rocket Mortgage. Go to rocketmortgage.com. Again, get those closing costs all nice and tidied up and bundled up, and away we go, rocketmortgage.com. All right, we go inside the world of soccer and other sports. I mean, we're going to do some NBA stuff. Special programming note, the gentleman I'm about to introduce will be with us tonight. 1 a.m. Eastern, 12 Central, and let's see, 10 Pacific out there on the West Coast, San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, and all the wonderful folks in Vegas, Phoenix, that time zone, where we got WNBA action with Caitlin Clark and Asia Wilson and company with the Vegas Aces and the Indiana Fever. They'll give us some juice tonight. But we got to start and go back to Kansas City last night with Copa. At Arrowhead Stadium, Tyler Levine is our man and our soccer man and a great contributor to the network. Tyler, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm just still shaking my head over what I watched last night. So disappointing. I mean, they can't even get a call right. They go to video, they get it wrong. It was offsides by, you know, they've called back other goals when the guy's literally got his toenail across the offside stripe. It just is video-assisted refereeing. I mean, why is it there? And then you've got technology that differs from each, from each governing body, whether it's, you know, the World Cup, whether it's EPL, La Liga, or Copa, or Euro 2024. It's driving me crazy. Let's encapsulate what we saw in Kansas City last night, and then Greg Berhalter, who is probably going to walk the plank with the U.S. men's team. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a frustrating game to watch, especially when, you know, the headlines end up being the referee, which that's never what you want to see at the end of a game with these sort of implications and this sort of environment at this stage of the tournament. You know, you want the headlines to be what a fantastic game, you know, regardless if the U.S. win or lose, you know, we want to be talking about the game, in terms of the play of, you know, the players, the goals, the assists.
Exactly.
And now we end up having to have this conversation about Kevin Ortega, who was the main referee in the game yesterday, who I don't know if it was his first time with a whistle or what. Aside from the VAR stuff, which we'll get to, there were multiple instances of the U.S. team being fouled in possession, moving forward, and you know, you can see him looking and watching to determine, am I going to play advantage here or am I calling this back? And, you know, normally when that happens, you know, they wait a minute to call the foul or, you know, a second to call the foul, and then, you know, if we retain the ball, you play advantage and you let things continue on because you keep the flow of play going on. And I've never seen anything like this in all of my watching, where he's looking and, you know, determining whether or not he's going to call this foul. We have the ball, we're moving up the field, and he blows the whistle, you know, 4 seconds afterwards, and gives the foul to the U.S. men's national team, which is great. But, like, we have the ball, let us keep playing on. And there were three instances last night that stuck out to me of that. And that's poor. I mean, that's stuff that you expect at a middle school level, you know, these type of mistakes. This is, you know, potentially the biggest teach this ever an opportunity of refereeing, and he blew it. In regards to the VAR, it was super frustrating. It's tough because what we're seeing on the TV, especially with the camera angle that they had going on last night, which, you know, sidebar, that was the craziest camera angle I've ever seen. I hated it for the first 15 minutes. And then I kind of started to like it because I saw, you know, you get to see more of the field. But, you know, I digress. Regardless, it's tough because the camera angle can make it seem like the guy's mile offside. But in reality, you know, when they draw the lines, you know, what I was seeing last night was that, you know, it was a toe that was keeping him on. We spoke about this the other day. It's so speculative. I mean, the eyeball test said he's 100% offside. We've seen things like, you know, like we saw in the Denmark-Germany game where, you know, that was called off. But it, you know, it wasn't, and the discrepancy in technology is super frustrating for me as well. And I hear you when you're saying that because, you know, who's using what, you know, what's being used at the World Cup is different than what's being used at Copa. It's different than what's being used in the Euros. And I don't know if it has anything to do with the financial side of things, maybe certain technology costing more, not being approved by certain governing bodies. But I mean, from my perspective, if we're going to use VAR, it has to be consistent across the board. We can't have
exactly.
This back and forth.
100%.
We're using this here, we're using this there. And it's frustrating, and it was a frustrating game. I mean, I think one thing that I will say is we definitely gave it our all. You know, the energy was there from the start. You know, Uruguay certainly did not walk all over us. And, you know, they played their A team. They it's not like they sat their starters. You know, I know their coach was suspended for this game, but it's frustrating. And, you know, I think that going into a game like this, we should have locked up the group against Panama, and that's what it's all going to come back down to. And Berhalter will be out of a job. If he's not, I would be absolutely shocked. And it ultimately comes down to a silly decision made by a young kid who lashed out and let his emotions get the best of him in the game against Panama. Because we could have went into this game, Tim Weah being suspended, but, you know, at least we're moving forward. And, you know, having to rely on Bolivia, who have lost six straight and haven't, you know, have only left goals in one of those six games, being a 1-0 loss against Mexico, that's not a good situation to find yourselves in. Because Bolivia have been terrible. Panama, you know, have a significantly better squad. For legitimately 2 minutes, Bolivia equalized, and, you know, we thought there was a little bit of hope just needing a draw. All we had to do is match Panama's results, move forward, and, you know, we failed to do so. And ultimately, at the end of the day, people can point the finger at Berhalter all they want, and I don't think he's the guy moving forward for us, nor did I think he was the guy to a point when we said goodbye to Jesse Marsh. But, you know, the players have to take some accountability here. They kind of left their, you know, they left their guy out to dry ultimately. You know, Tim Weah is going to be to blame. I'm sure this is going to be in his head for quite a while now. But, you know, there's nothing to do now. All, you know, they got to learn from it. They're still a, you know, relatively somewhat young team. And we got the World Cup here stateside in 2026. So, you know, this, I hope, is will be used as motivation moving forward, and hopefully we can have a better result, you know, in 2 years when the World Cup comes. But this is super disappointing. I was really looking forward to, you know, seeing these knockout stages. I mean, realistically speaking, first round of the knockout stage probably would have been sending us home regardless, playing either Colombia or Brazil, who face off tonight to determine who will win that group. But it was sad. You know, I was really hoping we could pull it out. I, full disclosure, did not think that we would. I actually did take Uruguay on their money line last night. Very anti-American of me, don't come for my neck, please. But it's I just didn't think we had a chance in this game. Honestly, our team surprised me in terms of how we played. I thought that this was going to be a much worse result for us.
All right. Again, Tyler Levine, I want to get quickly, so I need quick hits on this, but and we can spend more time on it late night. Programming note, Tyler and I will be on tonight, 1 a.m. Eastern to 3 a.m. That'll be midnight to 2 a.m. Central, and 10 to midnight on the West Coast Pacific time zone. Austria, Turkey, if I did not see another game in this Euro 2024, I just, and you know, I texted you first thing this morning. My hunch was Turkey was going to get it done, and they did. What a match. And to see the Austrian players at the end of that game was just, my favorite word, it was absolutely riveting. Give me a minute on this real quick.
I mean, this was an absolute war. And, you know, when I could not possibly have been more pleased watching this game. I mean, these teams were going at it. There was no let's sit back and defend. There was no, oh, let's play conservative and have a game plan and stick to it. this was, let's get out there and fly around like a bunch of madmen. The Turkish center back, Demiryal, a goal in the first minute, as soon as the game starts, I'm like, oh, God, I predicted that this was going to be a high-scoring game. I took the over. I thought Austria was going to win, you know, pre-match, but, I mean, this Turkish center back, Demiryal, I mean, this is the game of his life. Two goals, first minute and 59th minute. Austria made some substitutions in the second half. Gregoric came on, who had a hat trick against Turkey in qualifying when they beat them 6-1. I'm not really sure what the thought process was with having him on the bench, but this was a war. It was in the rain. People were going all over the place, cramping up at the end of the game. Yeah, it was amazing. This was probably the game of the tournament for me.
No question about it. Another programming note, we will be in Miami on Friday night, the 12th, Saturday night, the July 13th, and also on Sunday, July 14th at Hard Rock Stadium, home of the Dolphins, home of the Orange Bowl, and the home of the Copa Championship. And I'm going between Copa and Euro 24, but I want to get these programming notes out there. Myself, Tyler Levine, Tucker Byrne, we are going to be all over this. I'm amped up. I have seen an EPL game over in London way, way back. We're talking 23 years ago, so it's going to be great to get back into the fray, no question about it. All right, Tyler, you sit right there. We got plenty to get to. And again, programming note, we're on at 1 a.m. Eastern to 3, noon to 2 Central, and again, 10 to 12 on the West Coast Pacific time zone. This is Sports Overnight America. It's a Tuesday into a Wednesday. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. And, of course, Dominic Jimenez as well. Fever, Aces tonight as well. How good is that? A rollicking Tuesday night in the world of sports. We'll break it down live tonight right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, presented by the great folks at Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs, and by American Premium Vodka. American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16 and get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24, Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way with Tyler Levine. Tyler, I want to switch gears. We'll finish up with some soccer in a moment and tease our live programming tonight. And thank you so much for being available. We will take good care of you, I promise. So it's so good to have you open to take into the live airwaves tonight because we'll be wrapping up WNBA. Yeah, I want to ask you, are you a WNBA fan? Has Caitlin Clark brought Tyler Levine to the WNBA stage? Let me listen to this. Go ahead.
Caitlin Clark is an absolute phenomenon. I do enjoy watching her play. I'm not one to sit around and watch an entire game, but I do keep up with the highlights and what seems to be all the drama that's going on in the league. But it's cool. I think that it's good for the WNBA to have some eyes on it, and I think that she's not. She didn't start that, but obviously it's certainly just, looking at the raw numbers, it's increased viewership. I'm shocked that she's not on the Olympic roster, but I think that's a conversation for another day. It's just, it makes absolutely zero sense. I mean, the game is growing at a rapid pace, due to her. There's no denying it. It doesn't take away anything from the other players. But you can't, numbers don't lie in terms of viewership on national television. And it makes no sense to what I believe is stunting the growth of the women's game by leaving her off the roster, regardless if she gets a minute or not. I would be tuning in to watch, at the Olympics if she was on there. And, not saying that I won't, but it's certainly less appealing.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's an injured player on that team, and I'm going to make a prediction. I've said it, and it's my story, and I'm sticking to it. She is going to be on that Olympic team. I believe it with all my heart. I really do. There's an injured player, and if she does get her knee scoped, and I don't remember the name of the gal, but Caitlin Clark has to be considered the first alternate and get on that roster. And I'm very disappointed in Jen Rosati. I'm very disappointed. I don't care what they say. They can talk about experience. They can talk about anything they want. Caitlin Clark belongs on that Olympic team. Absolutely, it drives me crazy. I sound like an Iowa homer, an apologist, but so be it. Here's what I want to know, though. Tonight, the Las Vegas Aces, Tyler, and the Indiana Fever will have more TV ratings. It won't even be close to any of the baseball games, any of them. In fact, you could combine a couple of matchups tonight, and they won't hit the numbers. This is a Tuesday night in July. I mean, what, and then the other part of that, I want to ask you about, why are these gals treating her so poorly? What is it? And I want to get into the race thing, but is it just sheer jealousy because she's got $50 million in endorsements? That's not her fault. You take the money, the money. Yeah. What?
It has to be that. It's all animosity, and it's pathetic. I mean, it makes absolutely. Constantly for years, if you look back, they're begging for more attention, they're begging for more money, they're begging for equal pay, whatever you want to say it is, and you finally have someone that can bring eyes to the TV screens and bring more money to the table, and you talk down on her, and everyone's hating on her, and ultimately that's why she's left off the roster. It's not because of a lack of experience, it's not because of lack of skill, it's because it's the pettiness that's involved where, oh, I've been in the league for X amount of years. I've won X amount of MVPs.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares?
It makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, if I'm a regular player in the WNBA with not a lot of credibility, not a lot of eyes on me, and someone like this comes into the league, like, I would be hyped. Like, I'd want to collab. I'd want to, you think they'd be nice to her in a sense of, like, look, I get we're competing here. But you see it in the NBA all the time. These guys are all friends off the floor. They're all interacting
absolutely
with each other, playing,
absolutely,
playing Madden together, whatever it is. On the floor, whatever. You want to battle it out, be enemies, talk, trash talk each other. That's natural. But the quotes that I see on ESPN every now and then about what some of these players are saying and, you know, what they're tweeting subtly at each other, it's truly genuinely pathetic. It's disgusting. It makes zero sense.
I agree. And if I'm the head of NBC Sports, I'm on the blower to the head of the United States Olympic Committee and the women's, and I get Jen Rosati in a conference room in New York. I'll fly her first class. I'm going to sit her down. I'm going to buy a catered lunch. I'm going to sit down and say, okay, you idiots, what are you talking about? We're spending all this money. She's bringing eyeballs. She's illuminating your sport. She's illuminating all your skills. The eyeballs that she is going to bring in, not only do I want her on the team, I want her to play. Not necessarily start, but I want her to see appreciable minutes. But
yeah,
I'll save that. Yeah, I'll save that for another day. But I caught you off guard with a great take. I caught you off guard. Good job out of you. I appreciate it. Hey, the other thing I want to say, you're a New Yorker. I thought the NHL, we haven't had a chance to talk about this. So I want to just do it for a minute or two, and then we'll get a little NBA, and we'll finish up with soccer and tease tonight. But the NHL did a hell of a job. That series, Tyler, and I know your Rangers took it, you know, took the gas pipe, and that was highly disappointing. Highly disappointing. I was pulling for the Rangers big time. And, of course, I wanted Boston and, you know, in New York, and we'd have that little rivalry going. But it didn't happen. But look at the numbers they put up. I thought the Stanley Cup Finals this year were absolutely stone-cold interesting. Give me a minute and a half on the hockey.
I absolutely love the NHL playoffs. You know, I don't sit and watch every single game during the regular season. I follow along. But, I mean, every single series was super entertaining. It's just talking about the finals alone, that was one of the best series that I've ever watched in general. I mean, to watch them go back and forth like that, up three, back to even, game seven, I mean, wow. It was A-plus television. I was made sure I was sitting down in front of the TV for every single game. You know, touching on my Rangers real quick, Florida killed them on the forecheck, and we couldn't, you know, we had nothing to do about it. Zibanejad went ghost in the in the series. Panarin was a ghost in the series. Lafreniere had a great series. He had a great playoffs in general. But you know, the NHL always kills it for the Stanley Cup postseason. But I think, you know, this year in particular, the finals was you know, as good as it gets. I'm disappointed that you know, McDavid didn't get his first one. I think that's just you know, me loving him. But Florida earned it and they deserved it. You know, they've been. I mean, they were in the finals 2 years in a row, didn't get it done last year, got it done this year. I'm happy for them as a franchise. I'm happy for the coach. It was just a pleasure to be able to watch that from a neutral standpoint.
Real quick, you're in Miami, five straight years of Florida installment in the Stanley Cup Finals, three titles, two out of Tampa, one now out of Florida after they swung and missed against Vegas a year ago. This is crazy. Can you just give me a quick reaction down there in the Sunshine State? This is nuts. I mean, hockey's supposed to be north of the Mason-Dixon. I mean, what's going on down there in Florida? What's going on, man?
Maybe it's global warming, man. Maybe now the hockey teams are going to be good in the warm weather. Who knows? I have no idea. I hate the Lightning personally, but I don't mind the Panthers. But it is pretty crazy when you think about it. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in, you know, how long? What, 30 years, something like that? I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sure you do, but and you know, we have the national sport of Florida being hockey now, I guess.
It's crazy. Yeah, Montreal 30 some odd years ago, just nuts. All right, 30 or 31, I think. 93, I want to say the Canadians won it, and you know, they've got second to the Yankees. I think the Canadians have 24 championships, and they were the last. But it's been a long time. All right, quickly on the NBA, Paul George, Nick Nurse, and Daryl Morey in Philly are ramping up the Paul George addition to the Sixers as a Celtic fan. So these Celtic fans now can, you know, take a nice step back and start to realize the Eastern Conference is going to be an absolute rock fight in and out. It just is. I'm sorry. Philly's greatly improved. The Knicks aren't going anywhere. The Nova Knicks are going to hit a new level. Boston all of a sudden has got the mojo of having won a title. I think there's a human nature tendency to maybe drop your guard a little bit. But let's crystallize the big three in the East. And how good is this for the NBA and their new TV contract on the horizon? Boston, Philly, New York, all formidable, plus. This is amazing. Give me a quick take.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics put a bit of a target on their back and made people really realize, like, okay, they're here. They did it. Like, they got it out of the way. And we got to step up because no one really gave them any sort of particular struggle in the postseason at all, you know, in any round. And that, you know, that has to be alarming in teams. You know, they have to step up and, you know, ultimately compete. And I think that's the Sixers, you know, are in win now mode. They signed Maxey to a new contract. They have Embiid, obviously. They drafted McCain, who's, you know, a player out of, and, you know, and they bring in Paul, who's, you know, a bona fide superstar. You know, don't take away what he did not accomplish in the Clippers and hold that against him. The Clippers are a failed franchise, and they always will be, so I'm not going to hold that against him. He's a winner. He wants to win. He plays hard both sides of the ball. Has a big man he can rely on now and a point guard that, you know, he doesn't have to be the guy every single night. And I think that that's, you know, a big thing for any team. And ultimately what will either be, you know, lead them to triumph or to their demise is, you know, whether they can gel and, you know, not let egos get involved and lean on each other, rely on each other and execute as a unit. Cause, you know, regardless of how good the Celtics are on paper, what stands out about them is not just the names on the team sheet. How they play, and how they play together, and you know that's ultimately what will allow somebody to take them down, because it's going to be pretty tough to assemble a squad that's as good as them on paper. You know, you're going to have to as a unit, not just these individual performances, which you know we just saw with Kyrie and Luka. Like that's not going to do it. Just you know, one or two guys putting together a good night. You got to be able to come every single night as a team, play well, you know, and that's the only way you're going to take them down. And then obviously the Knicks, you know, being in the mix as well. But they let Hartenstein go, and I think that's going to be a really tough guy to make up on the roster. He's a glue guy, huge at the rebounds, doesn't need to score every single night. You don't have to rely on him to get those buckets. I'm not a huge Julius Randle guy myself. I don't think he's what's going to take us there. You know, and right now I look at the East, and you know it's Celtics and the Sixers for me. Obviously, the Bucks. Who knows? Doc Rivers is, you know, outside of what he did with the Celtics, hasn't really been able to do much. You know, but obviously, if Giannis and Damian Lillard are on their game, playing well and in sync, you know, they can take down anyone as well. So it'll be very interesting. But I don't think, regardless of the moves that the Knicks just made, I don't think they were anywhere near where we need to be to ultimately take down or confidently feel like we can take down the Celtics or the Sixers at this point now with the additions that they made.
Great job, buddy. Tonight we're going to have all sorts of soccer. We're going to run the gamut. We're going to just open up social media. We are going to really get after it tonight for 2 hours, folks. 1 a.m. Eastern tonight into tomorrow, 3 a.m. We'll conclude it. That'll be noon to 12 midnight to 2 a.m. In the Central Time Zone. And 10 p.m. on the West Coast to 12 midnight. It's going to be great. And a whole bunch of soccer. Recapping everything, we're even going to get into the transfer period with the English Premier League. We'll preview 2024-2025. Just stellar effort. Great job out of you, Tyler. Look forward to you tonight. Get a nap, and we'll see you tonight. Good job out of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Tyler Levine, he's done a great job for us. Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com. And Rocket Mortgage congratulates Cameron Davis, who won the Rocket Mortgage Classic PGA Tour stop this week at Detroit Golf Club. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. Yeah, baseball's underway. Red Sox jump out quickly on the Marlins. We'll get to that. And then tonight, in terms of Tube, you're locked and loaded in my world. With the Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson and company, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young. It is going to be a wild one tonight, but I think Vegas probably has a letdown situation with the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. Coming back on Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Las Vegas Aces, Indiana Fever, ESPN, late on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. We'll break it down with Tyler Levine tonight. Great job out of the whole crew today. A lot of baseball tonight, and Brazil, Colombia. You got to watch that Copa. I mean, that's decent. So we got a double dip in the Copa tonight. And, yeah, the U.S. last night was a bummer. It really was. Absolute bummer. And, again, programming note, I'll say it one more time, 10 p.m. Pacific till midnight. We'll be on, Tyler and I, for 2 hours, Tyler Levine and yours truly. And that'll be midnight to 2, Central, 1 to 3 East. Boy, I tell you what, and he's in the Eastern time zone, man. Works his full-time job, comes in here, and just been a great addition to the whole collection of talent we have. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job. Great, great job on the WNBA. I'm looking forward to this game tonight. I keep saying, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to preface things by saying I'm sorry. It's worthy of my time tonight. You know, come on now. I mean, 9:30, you know, you're going to work at midnight. Perfect segue into the late in the overnight coverage with scores, interviews, and highlights. Come on now. That's like having it put on the tee and they hand you a nice driver with a 10.5 degree loft and you rip it right down the fairway, huh? And you get a lot of roll downhill, huh? Par 4. Away we go. Hey, listen, in advance of July 4th, right? American Premium Vodka, they want you to celebrate and enjoy responsibly. And I know Mark Gus Scott, Terry Cook, and Randy Byrne, the three partners with American Premium Vodka, they wish everyone a happy 4th. Some of this programming you're going to hear on the 4th. So, again, and be careful with fireworks. Man, why is it every year? I mean, every year. And it's, you know, celebrities, and when they get hurt with fireworks, it makes national news. But across the country, literally hundreds of people get hurt. So drink responsibly and be careful with the pyrotechnics, right? All right, Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Tyler Levine, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night. We got you covered here on Sports Overnight with scores, interviews, highlights. We got the interns at the top of the hour. How good is that? So stay with us. We got a lot of sports talk coming up here after the update at the top of the hours. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios here on Sports Byline. Keep it locked and loaded right here.